All right. Welcome everybody. Back to the podcast. How you guys been? Besides, you know, staying indoors, what y'all been doing? Hopefully y'all been checking out the content. Hopefully you guys been staying safe. Thank you guys for returning to my podcast. Thank you guys for giving my last podcast a listen. I be checking that shit now. So I know how many people, you know, are subscribed to the Spotify and the Anchor and Apple Podcasts, and I can see who's listening and who's not. Now, obviously, I can't see by name, but I can tell that at least most of the people who have been listening to the podcast are returning and coming back. So, seriously, thank everybody for still, participating, supporting me and listening to my spill on life. Obviously, like I said, I don't really promote the YouTube. I probably should, but I'm gonna eventually do something with it. I don't know why, because I'm sitting here videotaping myself, so I don't know why I don't just tell people to go to it or subscribe. I don't know, but anyways, thanks for just sticking around, putting up with the fact that I don't do this every day, and I don't even make it a weekly thing, but I mean, at least when I look at it this way, if I'm gonna, put something out, I have to care about it. I have to care about it, meaning it gotta be something I wanna speak on, because if I don't wanna speak on it, then it's just, I'm gonna be wasting my time and I don't wanna waste nobody's time. So that's why sometimes it seems like, I don't be putting it out stuff as much as I should, but I'm one of those, I guess you can call myself, a content creator. I'm one of those content creators that if I don't feel it, I won't do it because I won't force it. So good luck with me trying to make this something I do for a living, because if I don't feel it, I ain't doing it. It's just, I'm not going to rush or put something out that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? I have to be in the mood to talk. I have to be in the mood to want to speak my mind on something. And I do now, so I'm back. You know what? I didn't get no water this time. I forgot to grab me some water. Oh, man, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. I forgot to grab some water. Anyway, y'all, let me turn this down a little bit so I can see. All right, yeah. Anyway, let's just jump right into it. I want to talk about the social media as a whole today. A lot of this is going to be dealing with the coronavirus, but I want to just talk about social media as a whole and how I feel that it's fucked the game up. Like, in I'm not calling out the internet specifically. The reason I'm calling out social media specifically because of the massive effect that it has had in the last few years. It's fucking people up, man. Like, to me, social media has been more of a poison than more of a connecting factor. The internet was made with the idea that there's going to be this thing that connects us all and brings us closer together. That was the intentional, at least that's what they told us. That was the intentional purpose for the internet, to connect us all together, to bring us a little more closer around the world. I remember being a kid and a lot of y'all probably do remember this. Remember pen pals? You had to write letters to people that you never saw before that live over in another country that you just talk to them, and then you had to wait forever before they got the mail, and then you had to wait forever before you got a response. Like, imagine sending a text message in today's society and the person who you sent the text message to don't get it for at least 10 days. And then they send your message back in like another 10 or something like that. Like, that was basically pen pals. No, you got your messages across the world, but it took way longer to actually receive the message. So you said a lot in the message, because you can't just send a hi, how you doing? I was just thinking about you, and send it to Italy, and your friend in Italy send it back, I'm fine, how you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you talked about everything, because that's, you only get that one chance to say everything. So you got to make it count. So I say all that to say, now with the internet, I can talk to somebody in Italy with a click of a mouse and a couple of keys on the keyboard or on my phone or whatever, you know. So not to mention, not only can I chat with them and they can see, I can visibly see them, I can video chat somebody, you know, like the idea of the internet was to bring people together. But I feel like what the internet has done is actually separated us even more. To be honest, you know, before the coronavirus, we've been quarantined ourselves from humanity in general. I feel like humanity in general has been separated specifically because of social media, not the internet as a whole. Because social media makes us desensitized to real life. It makes us forget that right now, I'm, for the people watching on YouTube, I'm looking at you on a screen. For the people listening, you're hearing my voice. But you don't see me. You know, well, you see me if you're watching the video. You hear me if you're listening. But you tend to forget that you're seeing me through a device and hearing me through a device. It makes you forget that I'm a real person. I'm a real person. I'm on the screen. You can't touch me. I'm in your ear. You can't, you know, do anything about that. You can tune it out or whatever, but you can't physically do anything to me because you're only seeing me and hearing me through a device. So you tend to lose the human element of people. And I think more than anything, social media has done that. It made us forget that just because we see people online, or we see words that they say online, or we see things that they do online, that we forget that they're real people. I just realized I jumped right into it and I forgot to tell you guys to make sure you rate my podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, please and thank you. I've been wanting to get this on my chest for a while. What I was saying. So the human element has been detached for a very long time and it makes us desensitized to people. I see it all the time on plenty podcasts, plenty talk shows, that we refer to people on the internet as the internet, as if it's not a real person. Every single type, every single comment, every single negative comment, positive comment, whatever, a real person wrote that. That's not the internet. We're not to the point where, really is, I just saw a bug. Sorry. We're not to the point where AI is, you know, I'm sure we're going to get there. But we're not to the point where AI is doing the talking. And AI is doing the thinking and all that, as far as like being like an AI can't make an Instagram profile. You know what I mean? But I'm sure it's going to get there at some point. But I say all that to say, we forget that just because we hear this, that we forget that that's an actual person doing that. It's not just the internet. And we refer to human beings as the internet. You know what the internet said. No, a person, people, groups of people thought A, B, or C. It's not the internet that thought that. Groups of people said this. Groups of people have said whatever about you or done this or done that. It's not the internet. It's an actual human being. But we've lost that because the internet has detached us from human contact. It keeps us all in our bubbles to pretty much do whatever. And instead of it having the effect that it was supposed to have, which was bring us together, it has astronomically divided the world. And we lost the human element of people. Like, people are afraid to be around each other, talk to each other, you know, everything because of the internet, because of social media specifically. People get to be whoever they want, and which isn't true sometimes. People get to portray certain lies, which are false, you know, because of the internet. And I think it's terrible. And also, to go along with this, which is also damaging us, now I'll talk about the opinions and the ideas of people on the internet. Because the internet is so, you know, accessible, people can say whatever think piece they want, whatever thoughts they want. Look at me. I'm on a podcast saying how I feel. No one can stop me. I can put it out there and no one can stop me, you know? So that is also, to me, an issue with the internet, because now it gives everybody a voice. And yeah, some people don't need a fucking voice. Some people, I mean, that's just, hell, I probably don't need a voice. But with the internet, you're able to have it. And the crazy part about that is when you confront these people, what you saw on the internet normally isn't their actual character. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a facade. It's fake. It's fucking fugazi. That shit ain't what they really are, you know? And they don't just go for the, like, the cycles. It goes for the so-called successful people that really ain't successful. They just look successful because they on the internet flossing and shit. The conspiracy theories, the religious cult. It's so much going on the internet that it actually pushes people away instead of bring people together. And it's sad that sometimes, you know, it takes stuff like what's happening all around the world right now, this huge epidemic of, you know, viruses and things like that, for people to start trying to be on some kumbaya shit, like we're going to all be together. But really, the sad part about the coronavirus, the most sad part about this whole thing, is that everybody's going to go back to not giving a fuck about everybody when it's over. Hell, people don't really care about each other now. You know, there's a lot of selfish people in the supermarket going back to the supermarket, rebuying shit that they already got. There's a lot of people gouging, price gouging for hand sanitizer. People, there's a lot of people doing fuck shit right now. But this opinion is kind of all over the place. Because, yes, it's about the internet and how it's dividing people. And I also want to talk about this corona thing. This thing is, I don't think it's as serious as everyone's making it. But this is also the problem with social media. Because I do kind of put the news in that category, too. Because they can spread whatever narrative they want. Some of it's positive, some of it's negative. And the thing that's going to fuck us up with this virus is how people react. And how people are reacting is what's going to cause, you know, serious trouble probably later. Stocks going down, everybody pulling their money, everybody buying everything, everybody panicking. And panic is never a good thing. Panic is not something you want to do in a situation like this. And oh yeah, just since y'all wondering, yeah, I do got on my Eagles shirt because this was the best year of my life, 2018. We won the Super Bowl. I'm never going to forget. That's why I got it on. That's why the light's green in the back. I bleed green every day, even though I live in Georgia. I rep Philly all day, Bird Gang, Southwest Philly for the rest of my life. Anyway, that's what people are watching the video. But this, like, you know what I think? It's so crazy right now. I made a video on Instagram saying that this shit ain't funny. Like, this is the part I mean when I say, like, social media has detached the human part of, like, the world and humanity. People are still trying to get jokes off and make funny memes and songs about coronavirus, something that is killing people, something that is sickening people in the hundreds. You know what I'm saying? Some, matter of fact, it's sickening people in the thousands and killing people in the hundreds. Like, it's not funny. I don't understand why people are making jokes about it, because it's nothing funny about it. But social media has detached the human element of humankind that we think, oh, coronavirus, let's make fun of it. Like, it's not fucking funny. It ain't gonna be funny when that shit is knocking on your door. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why people are trying to get jokes off when something like this is happening. But same time I do get it, is because, like I said, the internet, it takes the human element out of people. It make people think that everything's a fucking joke, even when it ain't. It's just certain things is not funny to me. And stuff like this ain't funny to me. I don't understand people like who are trying to get jokes off on shit like this. Maybe later down the line, but right now that shit ain't funny. Like, that shit is taking out people left and right, up and down, rich or poor. From Washington to fucking the ghettos of America, is affecting anything, everybody. Everybody can get got. It's fucking crazy. But you know what else is weird about this whole thing too? That this is just me kind of sporadically saying how I feel about the internet and this whole thing. So excuse me if I seem like I'm jumping all over the place. But what else this thing is doing is, you know how people say shit like, I don't believe in God, but I'm a religious person. You notice how everybody believes in God now? I think it's funny that when stuff like when nature takes its course and it does something that you can't reverse, everyone believes in God now. You know what I'm saying? Before, I thought you didn't believe in God. You were just religious. You know what I mean? I do find it weird that people don't keep that same energy when it comes to shit like this. When shit hit the fan and no government can save you, no amount of money can save you, when nature start taking its course and shutting shit down, everyone believes in God now. It's just, I don't know. I always thought that was like, this is why, you know, like, people are just so finicky. Like, everybody believe in God now because this thing can take out anybody. This ain't something that you can be, you can't buy your way out of this shit. You can be infected and there's nothing you can fucking do about it until hopefully they come up with a cure. This is why I don't think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't think any kind of natural disasters or anything like that is funny. You know what I'm saying? When Mother Nature starts talking, you can't do shit about it. Whether you think it's Mother Nature or God, you can't do shit about it. You got to let it happen and hope it stop. You would think when something like this is happening, you would think that people would be more gentle to the earth. You would think that companies would be more gentle to the environment. You would think that people would be more clean. Like, people are only buying this shit because, you know, it's happening now. We're a very reactive country instead of a proactive country. We do shit when shit hit the fan. We don't do shit before shit hit the fan. Like, you think the sale of hand sanitizer was this high before? No. You think people were washing their hands this thoroughly before? No. Think about when you go into daycare, schools, wherever. It wasn't hand sanitizer stations. The only places that really had it was like supermarkets, like Sam's and shit like that. They've always had like wipes that you can wipe down your shit. Doctor's offices always had it. But now you got it almost everywhere. Places that never had it. You know what I'm saying? Think about that. Now all of a sudden everybody got cleaning stations. Like, we should have always been this clean. Think about the other things that scientists have told us in the years. Global warming, the ice glaciers, the polar areas, the ice caps melting, dangerous for the environment. You think they give a fuck? No. They're doing all the research for us, letting us know these things are fucking happening. And what are we doing in response? Nothing. But when global warming gets to a point where it's so fucking out of control, then it's going to be a state of emergency. But why haven't we been listening to these scientists who've been putting years of service and research out to the world? Why are we waiting until the shit hit the fan to listen to them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why we're like that as a country. Like, we wait till shit hit the fan before we finally be like, all right, we need to do something about this. Like, because we think, and to me, it's because of the internet. We think everything's just a joke. Everything is just content to create. You know what I mean? Instead of taking something seriously, man. Like the planet we live on. It's weird. You know what else we got that was funny to everybody that's not funny now? You remember those documentaries or, you know, you've seen, you know, shows about doomsday preppers? Who's laughing now? You know what I mean? Who's laughing now? You know them doomsday preppers looking at us like, y'all motherfuckers stupid. I've been prepared for this. I got 6 years worth of food in a bunker. You know what I mean? Think about that. Everybody think those people are nuts. Do you think Doomsday Preppers went out and ran out and got hand sanitizer? No. They already got it. Do you think Doomsday Preppers went out and grabbed all the toilet paper? No. They already got it. You think Doomsday Preppers went and got canned food and dry food? No. They have it already. They've had it for years. You know? Like, I kind of compare them to, like, the scientists, because the scientists will warn people that these things are about to happen. Prepare. And we just go, ha, 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 you're just a nerd. Ah, the world's going to be fine. It's going to happen years later. We ain't got to worry about it. I'll be dead by then. Then that shit happened in our time. Same thing with Doomsday Preppers. Anything can happen. You got to be prepared. If X, Y, or Z go down, I got this, I got that, I got this. We look at them and go, huh, that's never going to happen. Modern technology, blah, 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 blah. That's way down the line somewhere. I mean, maybe I'll do it later. But now look, Doomsday Preppers probably just was like, all right, kids, in the bunker, shut the door. You think a Doomsday Prepper worried about a virus? Hell no. They're quarantined already. You know what I mean? Like, the people we think are crazy, nah, they're preparing. They're doing what you should do. It's almost, this now I'm getting biblical. This kind of reminds me of, like, the story of Noah. God told Noah, it's going to rain, gather everything, gather your family, build this ark, go inside, be safe. Everybody thought he was full of shit. Ha, 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 that's stupid. Rain, pff, whatever, never happened. And then it did, and then what did people do? Run into the, help us, let us in. I've been tell y'all this was going to happen for years. It's the same with Doomsday Preppers. I think it's the same with scientists. They tell us, hey, these things are coming. If we keep doing what we're doing to the earth, this, this, and this is going to happen. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It's just an entertaining documentary to me. I'm not taking it seriously. Then these things start to happen. Then the earth starts to break down. You know what I mean? And if you believe in God like I do, no, God has told us for years, the critical times hard to deal with will be here. We will have to deal with this shit. We'll have to, I mean, of course, I didn't say that, but we're going to have to deal with this shit eventually. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't believe in God, how long do you think you can fuck up a planet before the planet finally says, fuck you? You know what I mean? How long do you think you could pollute a planet before the planet goes, you know what? I got something for y'all motherfuckers. You know what I mean? How long do you think you can do that to the earth before the earth finally say, you know what? I need to teach y'all a fucking lesson. Real shit. Like, how long you think you're going to trash the earth before the earth finally goes, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. And jump into another subject. You know what's going to happen when it's all said and done with this situation, if we don't all, you know, all get it? I do believe that this is also going to be talked about and researched and put out to the world in a documentary. Trump been in office and he been doing a lot of shit. Who knows if he got something to do with this? Who knows if China and him, or who knows? One thing I do know about presidency, some tragic thing always takes place. Some tragic thing always takes place in each and every presidency. Something always takes place, whether it be a war, some kind of crisis, some kind of epidemic. And I do feel like that is a strange pattern. Almost every president, if you really do the research and think about it and go back and look at what's happened during their term, there's always some big major crisis event that goes down in their presidency. And within that time, they sign some law or do something to get something started. So I do believe, just like 9/11, just like when Obama was in office and now Trump, there's always something that happens during their presidency. And I do believe that when this is all said and done, we're going to know exactly what happened, why it happened, who started it, and why they started it. I believe that once this is all said and done, if we get through this, We're going to know all the answers. But by that time, whoever was in president, whoever was the president, it's not going to matter because they're not the president anymore. Their term is over. You know, so I do believe we're going to get answers, just not while it's happening. Not while it's happening. We can't really listen to what the news is saying because they're controlled by the government. So once someone actually decides, I'm going to do a documentary, I'm going to go out, I'm going to talk, I'm going to get the, that's when we're going to figure out what really happened. But it'll all have to be put under the assumption of conspiracy because we don't really know if it can be confirmed. But almost every presidency, some major thing happens. You know what I'm saying? And that's when things happen in the world that we don't understand is happening because we're dealing with the crisis as the regular civilians. We don't realize what's happening at the top. But the only thing that's different about this virus to me is that it can get anybody. So I don't all the way believe that it's like planned by the government because someone in the government can get corona. So the president can get it. Like, it's everywhere. Anybody. I just heard, I think, a governor or a senator or something in Georgia got, like, anybody can get it. So I do think that it might not be planned by the government because anybody can get it. Because when things happen, normally Washington is completely safe. You know what I mean? It ain't like things happen in Washington. Like they're always safe when shit happens. It happens everywhere else but there. So I don't know. Maybe not. It's, I don't know. Man, I'm all over the place. I don't really got much, you know, more to say. But that was really what was on my mind. Like, it's like my cousin right now, my cousin, like, he's stockpiling and he didn't stockpile mad ammo, mad guns. His wife looking at him like he crazy. But I'm starting to realize a lot of crazy people are smart. Because what happened, let's say we get into some real Walking Dead shit. Like, niggas are motherfucking coming up in your house trying to take your food and water. What happens if you ain't got a gun? What happens if you can't protect yourself? What you gonna do? You are stockpiling. I told him this today because I do believe this is true. If you don't have a gun right now, you are stockpiling a campsite for a bear. You go in the woods, you go camp, you set up your nice tent, get your food, get your picnic, get your blankets, get your lights, get your marshmallows, get your clothes, get your sleeping blanket, get all that shit, and a fucking big-ass grizzly bear come at night or during the evening. What the fuck you gonna do if you ain't got a rifle? You gonna run. That's it. I was about to say something else, but no, that's it. You're gonna fucking run. You're gonna fight a bear. A bear gonna tear your ass up, eat all your food. So it is kind of the same with this situation. If one news story comes out where someone tried to raid somebody's shit and they actually get away with it, oh, that's going to set off everybody. But I will say if a news story comes out, if somebody tried to raid their shit and they got shot, that might hold people back. Like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to raid nobody's shit. Who knows? But being prepared is important. You know what I'm saying? Being prepared is important. So take precaution and be safe and don't be like the people who, you know, laugh at the doomsday preppers, laugh at the people stockpiling the guns, laugh at the, don't, man, you don't know. You don't wait. We be proactive, not reactive. In this situation, we need to be proactive, not reactive. Me, I didn't have to do a lot of shopping for one reason and one reason only. I've always had Lysol in the house. I've always had disinfectant wipes in the house. I've always had hand sanitizer in the house. I've always had liquid soap in the house. When me and my wife go to Sam's, they go grocery shopping, we do a run in two terms. First term, we go buy all the meat and vegetables. I'll take a good $200, $300, and we'll buy all meat and vegetables. We'll fill the whole cart up with meat and vegetables, no bullshit, barely any snacks, just all shit you need to eat. Fill up the deep freezer with it. Then we go on the second run where we buy all paper towels, all paper plates, all napkins, all toilet tissues, all cleaning supplies. That's our second run. So, and we'll spend like another $200 just on all clean supplies. So I didn't have to get much. I think I had to grab like, I think she grabbed a couple extra disinfectant wipes and like that was it. And I got like some rolls of toilet paper. We already had toilet paper, but I just got a couple more. But for the most part, I didn't really have to do anything because I already had this stuff, because this is how we normally live. This ain't some, corona panic for me. We've always lived this way. I've always hand sanitized my doorknobs. I don't need the news to tell me that. You know how long I've been putting hand sanitizer on my doorknobs and wiping them down? Since I got my first apartment in 2010, I've been that way. I've always done that. Why did it take the news to people to be clean? Like, I've been doing this since I got my first place and been doing it since every place. Every place I've always had, I've always done that. Can y'all hear that? I hope it's like a cricket maybe outside the door. I hope y'all can't hear that. But anyway, I don't think so because the mic's not picking it up. If I be quiet, let me see the volume thing. Hold on. Yeah, it's not picking it up. So I don't think y'all can hear that. Anyway, but I can hear it clear as day. Shit kind of drive me crazy. Like, I just hear the... like, what the fuck? Fucking cricket. Anyway, but yeah, like, we've always lived like that. Me and Alicia, we've always lived like that. We've always kept our fridge stocked with food, stocked with cleaning supplies. So I didn't have to do much. Like, I literally had to buy just a couple of things. But we didn't have to go, oh, shit, I need to run to Kroger and get the... Nah, we already had all that shit. That's called being proactive, not reactive. Everybody was running around because they were reactive. That's the world we live in. Only thing I got to do is get my firearm, which I'm going to get probably this week. But that's the only thing I don't got. But other than that, I've always had that. I always had shit on deck. So I wasn't really sweating it. And then when I get my house, like my actual house, when I actually buy my house, I'm probably going to buy... No, I am going to buy. I'm going to buy a fucking generator. Definitely going to buy a generator because, you know, you never know. Hopefully, if I make enough money, I want to buy a solar panel to put on the fucking roof. Like, you got to be proactive, man, not reactive. Not, oh, shit is happening. Let's try to fix it. But that's the world we live in. We take all the researchers for a joke. We take all the preppers for a joke. We take all the people that's telling us, look, this is happening. We just make it a joke. It's nothing funny. And to try to bring it all back in a circle, the reason we do this is because we take the human element out of people because we're so divided from social media. We're just all in our own little worlds that we just think everything is just, oh, that's just the internet talking. Oh, that's just, no. There are people behind the internet saying these things. It ain't just the internet doing it. Until we get to the point where you got AI robots making profiles, every single profile is a person. You know what I'm saying? It is a living, breathing, bleeding person. So I guess I'm saying all this stuff to say that we need to all realize that at the end of the day, rich, poor, black, white, we can all be taken the fuck out. You know what I mean? We can all become victims of some tragedy, some death, some epidemic, some pandemic, some virus, some disease, some war, we can all be victims of that. And we need to start treating each other with respect and with love and unity, because all of this division and all of this fake coming together is going to ultimately tear us apart. And I think this virus has shown that America ain't invincible. We can be fucked up too, just like everybody else. You know, we all got to be a little more... I hope this epidemic brings us closer. I doubt it, to be honest. I think everyone's trying to be loving and share and care and all that because maybe they think, you know, God will shine some light on them and they won't get taken out. I don't know. But I do hope that this virus, I do hope that this time, people really start remembering that at the end of the day, it ain't about your status. It ain't about your money. It ain't about your prestige. It's about human beings. It's about connections. It's about communicating. It's about love. It's about sharing and caring and not about, you know, being in your own little bubble and saying, fuck everybody else outside the bubble. Like, we need to all come together and just be a little more loving and share a little more light in the world and not have something like a pandemic make us come together. Or like in movies, aliens, you know, like when the aliens come down from the sky, everybody unites. But when the aliens are not here, everyone's just fuck you, driving down the street, fuck you, fuck off, fuck, everybody just fuck you, no, nobody cares. But then when aliens come and they're about to take everybody out, it's, we need to come together, we need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, that needs to be, we need to all be united, you know? All of us, man, worldwide, we need to show love to each other and try to take this epidemic as a lesson, a learning lesson for all of us in the world, that we're all just small little blips in the universe and we can be taken out just like that. So while we're here, let's love each other. Anyway, that's it. It's a pretty short one today. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you did, go to that Anchor app, follow me. Go to that Apple, hit the 5 stars. Go to that Spotify, follow me. Go to the YouTube at The Soliloquy Podcast, subscribe. And as always, you already know what it is. It's me sitting here, chilling out, giving my spill on life, because that's what y'all asked for. This is The Soliloquy Podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace.